Keep track of how long I talk so as not to burden you folks too much. I'm going to reference the gospel tonight, but I'm not going to start with the gospel. I don't remember exactly when this incident happened, but it was probably while I was, in fact, I'm sure it was while I was still serving at St. Andrews. But I think it was after I had been, how can I put this kind of, relieved from my duties at Uline. You could read into that anything you care to read into. And there was a group of us gathered at lunch, and somebody posed a question, can't remember who it was, and they said, so what are you going to do in your retirement? Because, you know, that was, since I no longer work at Uline, and I was still doing St. Andrews, I wasn't exactly retired yet, but it was coming. And, you know, I thought, sat there and thought for a moment at the table, and I didn't really have any plans for retirement, not specifically. And so I finally said, I think I'm going to tend my garden. And I did not know, do you know the quote? It's from Voltaire, but I did not know that at the time. So one of the group who was much better read than I said, oh, like Voltaire, huh? I said, well, I guess that's a fairly decent sort to aspire to. Well, Voltaire apparently said that when he more or less kind of pulled back from public life, that his intention was to go and tend his garden. I love the image. And I love the image not just because I am a gardener, and I don't think that my life would be complete if I didn't have a garden to kind of fiddle around with and enjoy and be frustrated by and so on and so forth. I know that I would. There is nothing in the summer that is any better than a homegrown tomato, in my opinion. Okay. And I would continue to grow a garden just for the homegrown tomatoes. So a garden is really just, it's part of our life, both Kate and I. She tends more towards flowers and plants, although I do plant flowers. I don't know what that was. But I don't see anything.
I think he's turning the
door. Oh. You're right. Okay. Yeah, I don't blame you on a day like this. Well, we do grow a garden, you know, a wide variety of stuff. I mentioned tomatoes, but, you know, all the other standards as well, and so on and so forth. Katie once said, so when we retire, do you think we'll ever move into a condo? And I said, not unless I can have a garden. I would resist that if we couldn't have a garden. To me, it's Voltaire's statement and my statement, inadvertently, really, can be heard in a multifaceted sort of way. I mean, I was still attending the Garden of St. Andrews at the time. But you can also hear it as how a person wants to order their lives, how they want to spend their time, the remaining time on earth. I personally would choose to spend it peacefully and as easily as possible, although I have to admit, I kind of tend to get sucked back into the fray. And if you want an explanation of that, I'll be happy to give you one, but I'm not going to bore you about it. So I have my causes, and I pursue them with a good bit of energy. So, you know, there's that kind of constant tension. At least in my life, because Katie and I share a life, it's in hers too. So, but that's what I strive for. To kind of tap that peace and that quiet. I find it best, or almost always best, in a garden. I don't mind getting my hands dirty. I think maybe it's a necessity, actually, to get your hands in the dirt so that you can You can really feel creation. And it's simply the joy to watch things grow. The various plants. You know, my tomatoes look great this year. They really sucked last year. I don't know why, but they did. That's part of the adventure of the garden. A little frustration. So there's so many different levels at which that phrase can be interpreted and understood. I was looking up Voltaire and the context in which he made this statement, and there was a little snippet in the reading about him, and it said that a garden, and I like this definition, a garden is where the physical meets the spiritual.